Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
Another sunny day?
That's right.
A little chilly.
A little bit in the summer. Yeah. Anyways, this week we got an interesting kind of topic. We're actually redoing this podcast because we're editing it.
Oh, don't tell them that.
But I just want to know. I want them to know. We're redoing it because we had some more questions on it.
Okay, yeah, that's true. So, and we also had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, right.
But technology.
Right, so a little double whammy there. Anyways, this week we're going to be talking a little bit about the hand positioning in the closed stances for like
right.
A, B, and C. Right hand on top, left hand on top, and does it really matter? So why don't we start there?
Well, it matters. I mean, when you look at trying to get a group of students or practitioners, you kind of want them to look all the same in a way. I mean, that's why Taekwondo is a military art. That's why we wear a uniform. We can't have me wearing a red, white, and blue uniform and you wearing a black and white uniform. That wouldn't look too unified, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that would also apply with techniques, I think, as well. So, like you said, closed raised stance A, B, and C. In A and B, the fist is closed, the right fist is closed, and the left hand's on top. So we don't want to have other people doing it opposite. Although I have seen students do it, the left fist closed.
Yeah, of course. It's natural. I mean, it's not like it's unnatural to do that.
Just depends who you are.
Yeah.
but I think the reason why that is the case is because typically the right is considered the offense or...
The
primary. General Che was right-handed, right? Mm-hmm. And the left is more the defense or the secondary technique, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at, like, for instance, step sparring, we move our right foot. If you're the attacker, you move the right foot into the particular stance, and the defender moves the left foot. Mm-hmm. And that has to be consistent, because if both of you move the right foot, then you would not be in front of each other. Mm-hmm. So we have a rule that is, if you're the attacker, you're gonna measure with the right foot, you're gonna move that right foot into the stance that is appropriate, as well as defense. Mm-hmm. The defensive person has to move the left foot so that they stay in front of each other. So where am I going with that?
Well, you also have patterns, which always seem to start with a left hand.
Right.
Defensive type of technique.
Right, because the first technique in most patterns are defensive technique.
With some few exceptions.
Right.
But for the most part.
Right, so if you're in a tension stance and you're doing Chanji, we typically move the left foot into the parallel raised stance. Everyone has to kind of move the same way. Otherwise, if someone moves right and someone moves left, then you're going to, and if the space is too confined, mm-hmm. right, you're going to bump into each other. So it has to be unified in that way.
Right.
Does it matter? Not really, from a self-defense point of view. No, not really.
Right.
But we just have to have certain rules, right? And also make note that not all patterns start with the defensive technique.
So we're going back to the close stances.
We
had somebody bring up an interesting question. Before we get to that question, though, don't forget that we have our summit coming up.
That's
and
right.
That's going to be in October, so the registration is open for both virtual and Hawaii. All right, so the question is from this person, student.
Okay.
Who was it? I don't know.
I don't remember now.
Okay, well, I don't know. And so they,
someone,
he or she, I don't even know who is it.
Yeah, I don't remember. Someone did ask the question, is the left hand on top of the right, or is it the right hand on top of the left?
For closed stance C.
Closed raised right. stance C.
And the reason being is that there's a picture of General Che with the right hand on top. And so I have some thoughts on it. You have some thoughts on it. They might be entirely wrong, but let's discuss about it. So why don't we start with you? So he has the right hand on top.
Well, let's take a look at the closed raised stance C in general.
Yeah.
So when we think about like the closed stance, so you got closed raised stance A, the right fist is closed and it's by your philtrum, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you go to closed raised stance B, you bring it down towards your
umbilicus,
yeah. right? And so if I was to go closed raised stance C, I wouldn't break it apart. I would just open my hand up and my left hand's on top.
Right.
And it's also in line with the closed raised stance A and B. The left hand is on top.
Well, that's in line with all the patterns.
That's
all
right.
All the closed stances, they have the left hand on top.
That's correct.
OG, left hand's on top, and heaven hand, left hand's in front. Well, I was just saying in front. Maybe that makes a little bit more sense because
front,
it's
okay.
More like,
okay.
You know, it's
oh,
not
I see.
On
yeah,
top,
yeah, yeah.
So
that's
like, it's
true.
It's in front, right?
It's in front.
So it's in front.
The
so,
left hand. And what about the warrior stance?
Warrior stance? Well, the left hand is always closed, but it does just switch sides depending on the pattern. I think that's a little bit different story there, though.
That's another story.
That's a little
we
different
story. We could come
back
to that one later.
Yeah. So you were saying that the left hand is always in front or on top for these ready positions, right?
Right. And I was talking to a parent who was asking me about this. Where does the hand actually place again? And I always say the little finger. My left little finger is on the, well, you might call it the ring finger, maybe. It's the other side. And the ring finger is on the little finger. And that's how that lays across.
Well, it's hard to say because sometimes you look at these people in the encyclopedia and it's like, some of them are like this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then some of them are like this. And then, you know, General Chase is knuckles pointing out. Although maybe he has really big knuckles. That's why, you know.
Hey, everyone should have big knuckles.
Big knuckles. So.
That's intimidating.
Huh? Yeah. So let's go back to the right hand being on top for a closed stance C. And is this intentional, not intentional, is the real question we can't have answered. But let me know your thoughts on the right hand being on top there.
Well, that's a photo of General Che with his right hand on top of the left. And that's in the encyclopedia. So when you look at all these closed raised stance C, and we've already said this, that the left hand is on top of the right. On all of the other closed raised stance C photographs, Warang, whatever, okay? However, General Che has a photo of him with the right hand on top. And so my thoughts was on this was that, you know, he's right-handed and he was very proud of his right fist. I mean, I remember him saying, you know, condition the fist and, you know, someone is threatening you and you show them their fist and that might just go, whoa, look at his hands. They look pretty tough, like he's been working out.
Right.
Maybe I shouldn't, you know, maybe I should be more cautious in this back away. So maybe what he was doing is he was just showing the right hand on top to show how conditioned his right hand was. That might be an idea. I don't know. I mean, we can't ask him now. But you stumbled across something else.
Yeah, my thought was, well, when I was editing this, I had to go back and look for that picture.
That's why we're redoing it.
So that's why we are redoing this. And there's a couple interesting things about, you know, where it is in the book as well.
Right.
It does show up right before Tong Il, before the additional techniques.
General
right?
Che's photo.
General Che's
in
photo.
In closed raised stance C is prior to the Tong Il in the encyclopedia.
I also noticed that when you in Tong Il, there's also another picture of Korea.
Right.
And Tong Il is all about the reunification of Korea through...
of North and South
North
Korea.
North and South Korea. And he always wanted Taekwondo to kind of be that kind of unifying type of factor, right?
Right, and if you look at that photo, that diagram, it's not really a photo, is it? More of a diagram of the Korean Peninsula. And the ITF logo in the middle.
Yeah, so it's in the middle. And I was kind of thinking that the logo has his right hand in the fist, right? And so with his right hand on top, it kind of made me think that he was signifying or symbolizing that through his right hand, through Taekwondo, he wanted to reunify.
That it could reunify
Korea, right? And that I was kind of thinking that's why he wanted to show off his right hand, especially in that photo, because that only does show up that one time. And it's kind of a peculiar spot to show up in as well.
Yeah, that is really interesting. That's a really interesting point. An observation.
We're also not like history buffs, so there's a lot of people out there that probably know. They researched a little bit more. Maybe they've talked to General Che a little bit more extensively about it, right?
Right.
So these are just thoughts and inferences. So let us know your guys' comments. Do you buy into that, or do you know somebody that might know a little bit something more? And then send us a message so that we can, you know, talk about it a little bit more and, you know, just learn and. There's a lot of history that's not in the books.
I'm going to hunt that down. I'm going to ask all these grandmasters. Now, you know, another question I have always wondered is, why is a belt tied in a square knot?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it looks good, because not everyone ties their belt in a square knot. Actually, yeah. I think if you look at the way President Che ties his belt, it's a little different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just throws it on or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
He says, don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, don't think about it too hard. Does it matter? Yes and no. From a self-defense point of view, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyways, let us know you guys' thoughts. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Daekwon.